The Melbourne Darts Masters. From August 18th to 20th, the world's best darts players will be competing for the title, including 16-time world champion Phil the Power Taylor, Aussie Simon Whitlock and Kyle Anderson, and many more. Book now through ticketek.com.au.
On 11.16 SEN, the ultimate rap with Tony Shebeki.
6 minutes to ten. If I sound a little bit tired, I had a strange dream last night.
I've been listening to that dream, and Mark Sefulis will not believe it, and we're not going to get into it right now. It'll take us 2 years to get through it.
I'll explain to you during the week, Mark, but welcome to you.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me again.
Thank you for coming on board, mate. Tell us what's happening in the world of tennis. We are heading up to the French Open.
It's the clay court season. It's well up and running, and it's French Open time.
It's massive time for tennis at the moment. So we're in the middle of the Rome Masters. Last week when I came on air, Nadal was heading for his 10th Madrid title, his fifth Madrid title, which he did end up winning against Dominic Thiem.
Yep.
He ended up playing Dominic Thiem again this week in Rome, where Thiem got the biscuits.
Turned it over, did he?
He did, but it's interesting, overnight, Novak Djokovic actually made really light work of Dominic Thiem, beating him 6-1, 6-love. In the semi-final. So a lot of up and down results at the moment. Nadal's definitely probably feeling the heat after 4 weeks of continuous match
play. Yeah. Mark, can I just ask a question? The point that you just raised then, we've got Djokovic back winning. Is it because he's now dumped the coach and the team?
He's cut loose. I'm going to say no, coming from the coach. Just quietly, I like keeping my job, so I'm going to back the coach on this.
All right.
But look, Novak
I just Djokovic, had to throw that in.
He's a superstar. There's no doubt Novak Djokovic is one of the best players ever to play this game. And you know, look, I mean, whatever's happened has happened, but you know, there's no doubt he'll be back at the top of his game, regardless of who's in the coach's box. I think he's a tough enough athlete to be able to get through that without a coach, to be honest. So. He is a superstar. He's back on track, which is great to see. And obviously, French Open is just around the corner. Sharapova has been denied a wild card for the French Open, which is massive news.
Bit of politics.
It's always politics in the world. Yeah. Sorry about that. But she's actually also decided not to apply for a wild card for Wimbledon, where she was the champion in 2004. So really interesting news from the Sharapova camp. But that means she has to win 10 matches just to win the tournament. So looks like it's a little bit out of reach at the moment for Maria, but great to have her back on the tour.
Is it out of reach for Daria Gavrilova, who's on this little dream run at the moment in the quarters?
Let's hope for Australian sake that we do have someone like Dasha coming through the ranks. She's ranked 33 in the world at the moment. She's our second-ranked Aussie behind Samantha Stosur. Had a great week here in Rome, so... Yeah, definitely on the clay. She tends to play really well. The ball's a little bit slower for her. She's a pretty aggressive little player. So let's hope for Australia.
Is that time on the ball all important for her game?
Oh, it is. She tends to, when she plays the bigger hitters, probably struggle just a little bit. Uh-huh. So the slower the ball does come, it gives her time and space to be able to really load up. Yeah, so she's a super player. She's a great little athlete, great mover. Fingers crossed for Australia that she does do pretty well.
Speaking of movers, Fabio Fognini has become a dad.
He's moving and shaking, don't worry about that. He's doing quite well. His wife is actually Flavia Panetta, who won the 2015 US Open. Flavia retired straight after that US Open. She is now a mother of a young son called Federico. So great for Italian tennis to maybe have another superstar on the rise.
Yeah, DNA. Yeah, exactly. All about the DNA.
Hey, tell us about the young Aussie gun to Oleg Deminar.
Deminar. He's young gun coming up through Australian ranks. He's been training in Spain for the last 2 years. He's been the orange boy for the Davis Cup over the last 12 months. Super talent. Let's think of another Leighton Hewitt coming through, really, really great across the baseline. Really good competitor.
His parents wonderfully supportive?
He's got great family, which is really nice to see. And
that's a blessing.
Let him do what he needs to do. So I think it's good to have that support behind you. But he's a super, super young talent coming through.
We wish him well.
Yeah, he's 18 years of age. Keep an eye on him. He's one to look out for in the future.
Is he a big body, big tall boy?
No, pretty much a Leighton type build. So very similar sort of characteristics to Leighton. He won't miss many balls. He'll make you earn everything, and really feisty little competitor.
Okay. All right, mate. Good on you. Always great to catch up, Mark. We'll do it again next week.
Great. Thanks, guys.
Look after yourself.
Mark Sefulis, our tennis expert, joining us here on the Ultimate Wrap. We should also tell you that Scotty McLaughlin won race one of the the Virgin Australia Supercars up at Winton yesterday. A good win for him.
And I'm still luxuriating in the fact that Spurs thumped Leicester 6-1 earlier in the week.
Yeah,
in the,
consolation, though. Or too much
too
late.
Oh, give me a break. Well, it we is, finished second in the EPL. Yeah, and
they had
it gets
a chance
it,
to finish that's on top.
Well, no, we weren't good enough at the end of the day. But second is pretty good for now. You want to go through that dream now?
No, that's all right. We should mention, too, thank you, Dave in Cranbourne, as well. For and
what did David do?
Mark did have in his... Fabio Fognini became
Fognini.
A dad after his wife, Flavia Panetta, gave birth to their son.
We talked about
that. Yeah, we did. Good.
Yeah,
beautiful.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, when you have those dreams again, I want you to write it down. So we can go through
it. No, this one's clear in my mind. Don't worry about that. George, good to catch you. We'll do it again
mate,
in 2 weeks'
time.
Have
a great week, huh?
Thank you, mate. George Zanikian joining me here on the Ultimate Wrap. That's it for me, Inside Footy, with Finey and Scotty Lucas coming up. Essendon and West Coast from 12 o'clock. Andy Mark, KB, Spud, Nick Del Santo, Brett Anderson and Rowan Conley. And Fremantle and Carlton from 4:15. Tim Gossage, Jack Crawshaw and Paul Hazelby. That's it. We'll catch you next week. Till then.